And so the conditions, especially in the beginning of the monopolies, became more and more unbearable. And this really inspired the socialist organizers and these poets that Pat had mentioned here to go on with their work. I think this had something to do with it. The monopoly system, big business, the trusts and so on, they had their beginning in the last part of the 19th century and the beginning of the 20th. Conditions, like the conditions here in North Dakota for the farmers and workers and farmers in other places in the country, made the conditions favorable for building the Socialist Party.
Book and make a little background for that too, because the Populist Party was a real plowing up the furrow for the seeding that came later. That was a great educational movement.
The Populist Party at the side by side with the development of the monopoly, we had the Populist Party.
Yes.
See? That they grew up side by side.
The 1848 revolution, when they were driven out. In fact, they ran away from there and come here.
And yes.
Yeah, and of course, we had some of those in North Dakota, too. I had a family up there. They were partly responsible for me.
Is that so? And they were from the old?
Yes.
Oh, that's interesting.
He was in the Civil War, too. Carl Schur, that is the gentleman's name.
Sure.
Yeah, protest movements against the rise of monopolies, the grabbing of the monopolies, these movements, like the Populist Party, Nonpartisan League, and so on. It sort of lit the match to open up these democratic forces and traditions.
And keep them alive.
Yeah, that it is. I think the monopoly system.
When they're prodded along by some group.
Had very much to do with that.
Well,
it played an enormous role in these protest movements.
And it hasn't been really
brought out along with the rise of monopoly. These two factors should be emphasized, I think.
I think so.
Yeah, revive it. Showing that they have to go hand in hand.
Yes.
See, socialism is the next step.
Mm-hmm.
See, we can't go anywhere today till we have to adopt some sort of a socialist measure, don't we? We're going to have health insurance or anything.
Yes,
we can't get anything.
And the people are getting used to those things.
Yes, we must promote more of them. We're behind. We're far behind.
Now they're talking about socialism in the daily worker and the worker. They haven't started they haven't started yet. They're just mentioning it, you might say, and talking about the fundamentals of socialism. But they do not give expression to the socialism itself.
No.
They never mention it.
Uh-uh.
For instance, here now, right in Minot at the present moment, a lot of clinics are going up. There's the Trinity Hospital. They're building a bishop. And St. Joseph Hospital, they're going to build an addition. And then there are two or three other private clinics going up. All right. Well, what's the solution of socialism on this? See?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is what I mean by bringing in practical. In a very lengthy fashion, he was talking about the housing situation. He was covering that in New York City. Well, it was excellent. he didn't have a better solution. What is the solution for that now?
Mm-hmm.
Now, concretely, we should bring in here how socialism would solve this housing question. Isn't that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's. I think.
Not
that's
just talk about it.
Well, that's the lesson we want to bring out in.
And then
in many
places there are duplications upon duplications. 75% maybe of waste in many places, economically speaking. All right, we should show the people how this thing can and will be simplified under socialism. There are so many outstanding examples of this. See, it is possible, but this has not yet been mentioned in the Daily Worker and the Worker. I haven't seen it.
Another legislator that you might see, Roy, you know Roy Frazier?
No.
Of course, he never was a socialist, but he was in the Senate and he played a role in the League. Roy was one of the first members of the League, wasn't he? Roy Frazier.
Is he alive?
Where is he at? Do you know?
He is at Binford.
Binford,
not
I think it's down here in the Red River Valley.
Yeah.
Binford.
Very far from Cooperstown.
Yeah. Well, he was a senator from Divide.
North of Valley City, about?
Yeah.
North of Valley City.
Down, not too far from where Rosenberg is. I don't know what he's doing now, but he was senator in Divide County, and he was with Langer when Langer came back.
I don't think he's doing anything.
But he has information, Roy would, if he's able to talk.
Yeah, he would.
Yeah, he'd know a great deal about this. That's what I think would be the idea for her. Here we got to get all these fellows that remember these things.
Yeah.
See, to make the story right.
Mm-hmm.
And there's another fellow now, before I forget it. Do you know if Salisbury's alive yet at Minnewaukon? Salisbury, a cousin of Rodney's, at Bismarck, the Nonpartisan Convention. And one of the things on display there was his... the first membership in the League in that county was him.
Oh.
He had it on display, and he used to be a socialist, and he supported us more or less, but
mm-hmm.
had the usual criticism of us. But he'd have a lot of information. He's Salisbury, about the League.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there's a whole group there in Benson County, that where Wistrom's in this year, Benson County, isn't he? Where is he at? Carrington?
Mm-hmm.
Wistrom. Or...
near Dover, there.
Winston?
Yeah, or what county is he in?
Oh, you mean...
And their people...
And Leo Nelson might have some information.
Yes, Leo Nelson.
Leo Nelson, that's
yeah.
Cheyenne.
Yes.
What's his initial?
Leo Nelson.
Leo. Well, he's down in the same county Salisbury would be in. That's
yeah.
a good place to get information.
Now, about this, while this is going on...
We're back on...
I was going to say this, about this Johnson, this city auditor in Fargo.
They don't want to talk to him because he's supposed to be an IVA or something now, is Matt Dahl. He's Commissioner of Agriculture and Labor at Bismarck.
Yeah,
he's one of the old
leaders. It would be worthwhile seeing him.
Why?
He is,
Well, you get some information out of him.
Well, if you can get some information, then...
Yeah, they'll give you some information. They probably...
He's supposed to be a turncoat, but I never thought he was a bad guy, though. In spite of this. No, these politicians, there isn't much difference between our politicians and those that aren't with it. That's right.
Yeah, well, that's true.
He was the only guy who treated me decent down at this convention, you know. They were all shying me on account of who I was, you know. The whole damn bunch down there, you know. All these fellows that I knew so well. And Dahl, he didn't mind me.
Woman at...
And a while ago, I didn't get a chance to put in my oar. We won't make many advances towards socialism, you know, until we begin to make socialists again. Good ones.
Mm-hmm.
Agitators.
Until we do what?
Begin to train them again, like we once did.
No,
make
no.
agitators out of them,
I
so they're able to tell what it is.
That has to... This,
yeah.
this thing has to come
start down
back
here at the bottom.
Now, in a new way.
Yeah.
It has to come back in a new way.
We just can't talk about it as an abstract thing. We've got to be able to tell people and sell them on it and convince them that it's so, and it's the only way to go now.
Right.
In fact, you can't make any advance without it.
And then, my God, it'll go head over heels.
Well, someday.
Well, when you...
Yes.
you've got something to.
Yeah, but of course
to.
We got to overcome the prejudice of the people against those things, you know, like Soviet Union.
Now that's another thing, Joe.
And we got to begin to expose this.
Know, I was writing a letter, you know, in this discussion on this point that before the Russian Revolution of 1917 didn't have anything to go by, but now we had something to go by. Well, they didn't print. They didn't print anything like that. You've been talking about these letters. Well, I wrote several letters, but they didn't print them. And those they did print, they had been rewritten, wrote some that were not controversial. Well, they got into some pipes.
Yeah.
But on the, what was really, I considered, some me too, you know, didn't seem to want that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know.
You know, by concrete examples, showing people the concrete examples of what the value of socialism really is, economically.
Just like we used to in the old days.
Such a thing.
Now they're better educated than they were in my day.
Now the appeal to reason pointed out these things again and again. My little talk, you see. Long live the Russian people. Long live the Russian Communist Party.
They always do.
Who's in here? We all clear here?
I think so. By this time we're...
Yeah.
Long
well,
long
no.
the workers and farmers of the USA.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yes, it seems, I don't know who's responsible for it, but they expect about 200,000 or 150,000 visitors in Russia.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
They expect about 150,000 visitors in Russia.
The what?
Tourists, this summer. There's going to be about 150,000 in this country, they think. Tourists.
In this country or in
or from this country?
Oh, from this
to
country.
There.
Uh-huh.
To there.
Huh?
Could you make a little tour with me?
Oh, yes, it's possible now.
Is it?
Yeah,
and we'd go and see some of these people for you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, line them up.
Mm-hmm. That
you know.
Well,
if you don't think you could do this now, I don't think you have enough information yet.
Oh, I haven't any information.
No,
I'm just beginning.
Yeah.
I mean, it's on this.
You got to go back now. What's your plans now?
Well, I want to come back in my car so I can get her out.
But yeah. You're ready to leave now. You're going back again.
Yeah, I have to go back now because I can't do anything. I'm
okay.
Carrying this. But I can come back at the end of July or August.
In the meantime,
I think that depends upon you, Pat, too, a good deal. Your health.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
that's what I'm
you
about
can
to propose.
Stand it.
Oh, yeah,
see?
I can do that.
You know, you don't know for sure.
But you and I traveling, we won't have it very hard.
I could come and drive, do the driving.
Could take,
he
shoots
I can drive thousands of miles.
Shoots out
when
once
I'm
in a while.
Right.
Maybe figure that we wouldn't... cover such an enormous territory, you know, in one trip, see?
Well, we'll expect these people to take care of us where we go. We're going to hunt up
some
of these old-timers.
I know.
And
it might be wary.
Oh, well, I'm used to driving. As far as that little thing that we do, what I was going to propose is that we go around and hunt up these people and kind of prepare them for this and refresh their memories and get the thing sort of organized so it can be. Maybe have a meeting with them and then you come along. What I thought we should be most clear on is how this started.
Mm-hmm.
So on, and then it isn't hard to put in the rest from then on.
How they started?
What made this? What was about it that caused these people to do this?
And then all of the stories from the angle of the people. I mean,
mm-hmm.
like. Well, now, in the Prairie Fires, it's not a bad section where he tells about the farmers' caucuses.
Yes.
If it was written right,
mm-hmm.
he doesn't develop it and show that the intelligence of the farmers and their political know-how and their... but I think that's what we need to develop.
Sure. And then we come down to the struggles in the 30s, and who led them? The Leo Leaguers. This just hadn't all leaked out of their heads. They were able to go again.
Now, when we get this...
Now, let's have a list here about this thing so we won't have to go back to it again. Now, anytime from this on, you and I can go and see some people. You begin to find out where they are. And we'll go down and see Jim and see Rosenberg and there are other people around, and they'll know other people. And we'll catalog them. That'll be your job. I'll drive and take care of the commissary, if possible. And we'll catalog them all up, and we'll have their names, where they live, and what they'll do, and how much they'll do, and how enthusiastic they are, and so forth.
And they may
I didn't know you'd be along so soon. I know I was talking to Sharp about this, you know, and I thought... I got the idea that we needed something from looking at that damned convention that took place in Bismarck. And not a damned farmer delegate in there spoke. Not a one rose up in that convention. There were four lawyers that conducted the whole proceedings. This Higgins, his father used to run our paper in McKenzie County. He was a pretty good old leader and a kind of a socialist. That lawyer Buick from Divide County. And Lanier. And another one, Lanier. Lanier, he participated in the name of the Democrats. Lanier. Young Lanier.
Oh, young Lanier.
Well, there wasn't a damn one capable of getting up, or wanted to, or had any ideas about getting up and doing something and guiding this. There was no suggestions come in, there was no good resolution, there was no platform. Well, they didn't have anything to go out here to the people with.
Mm-hmm.
See? And that's the kind of a convention it was. An old league convention, they'd be, oh, there'd be four-fifths of the delegates speak at one time, mm-hmm. or more. It seemed so funny to me. And from then on, in the way they took the Nonpartisan League and used it, they didn't tell anything about it, anything about what started it, or didn't try to develop any militancy or anything. So I decided then, others had the idea too, but I thought then we must do something about the League if it's going to be used and it could be used.
Mm-hmm.
We'd show what it was. Nobody got up and told about the League. They praised it in the abstract. Nobody mm-hmm. told anything about its various struggles or what we had achieved. So, to the extent these people were backward, it was terrible down there. You know, they didn't have any ideas, and they didn't seem that they wanted to go anywhere. It seemed like the delegates didn't have any ideas. I was wondering where they got all of them. And it was just as bad. There was a senator from my county, never said a word. And that's the kind of a convention we had. Mm-hmm. Makes me think that we should have some guide around here. And if we get out this book and we show what the League is and we make certain it's just a good book and it's written, it'll be a kind of a guide to future political action.
That's what you think about it?
All right, and it's distributed around the state and we'll try to organize the people again. And I think now the time has come to fight capitalism again, fight it openly and call them the bandits that they are. See, but then too hush-hush all around, everything is then. Seeing a local, they'd only be three or four, you know, little politicians. And no one, they don't go out among the rank and file, and there's no mass organization of any kind.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way it is run at this time.
Well,
and we find the Farmers' Union people were no better, most of them were, and they're supposed to be trained in parliamentary rules and political matters, but they didn't say anything.
Well, a lot of
it. We're going out to see, for instance, a fellow like Oliver Rosenberg. What would you do? Sell Oliver Rosenberg the worker? What would you do?
What I thought, I'd sell him a good paper, if possible, or something.
What would you sell him? You have to sell him something.
Maybe. I have an idea. Oliver's all right. Maybe he's set up all right.
Well, I don't know about that now, but the question was just how, what...
Well, you mean we're going to organize Oliver?
The approach.
What do?
The approach
we do
be.
Like we used to.
Yeah.
That's their talking socialism to them.
But we do not have the right kind of an organ. He has signed a note, one of these oil notes. And my God, he was looking for the money, you know? Yeah, the town was going to pay back the money.
Oh, yes.
Well, jail for you, he told his farmer. And what have you done? Yeah. You don't appreciate what I'm doing for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We retired back in the 20s in the McKinsey Hotel. I was going over a lot of stuff in there, and he come and listened in, and I happened to be talking about him and this oil thing, and I didn't stop. You know, and geez, we had an awful racket in there. That's where we used to meet and debate, was in that big lobby there.
Where?
In the Patterson Hotel in Bismarck.
Oh, in Bismarck.
Yeah, that was always the open house.
He looked upon himself, you know, as the most important factor in the movement.
Mm-hmm.
He took the wrong standpoint.
He was responsible for those consumer stores too, you know. They were...
Yeah. So you get going on issues, actual issues that interest the people, you know, the people will be inspired to go on and will work, you know. A lot of these things have become easier. The thing now, the reason why it's dead is that there is no motion, there's no action, there's no struggle going on. Mm-hmm. This is why it's dead.
In the
stores and many other things.
You just go into a store and you make a remark to any woman. I've tried it out.
Good paper, but some pamphlets that are readable.
Mm-hmm.
That the people will read, not too many books. I think somebody said a while ago they don't read well today. Most people don't. Headline readers and
listeners on
the radio.
Besides, I think most...
All right. You know, and our approach is such that they, because of their economic situation, they are bound to be interested. And we can go from house to house and... You know, down in through here in this block, the issues.
I guess what it was, there was a Swede there, a Norwegian socialist. I was going to remember his name, see if you knew him. He's from up near Kindler.
Huh?
Anyway, there's something come up where we could mention it. I forget what it was now, and I said something, and he joined me. And you couldn't get any discussion. That's the first time I've been in that hospital when somebody wouldn't fight you. You know, over some remarks, and I made a lot of remarks, and they didn't talk back. I thought that's funny, these people. So I'm not surprised you got that from that Indian.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I never...
Yeah, see.
But since prosperity based on war...
Because
I don't know.
Yeah,
oh, thank you.
All equipped.
I was just putting... Well, I think something like that should be put in, a simple story of how they... As a matter of fact, I think some of those old socialist papers set a good example of what we need to study out of, because they had a lot of fun. They had a lot of jokes and satires.
Yeah.
I copied some from Appeal to Reason.
Mm-hmm.
Right now.
They sailed out of Washington there 30 miles.
In Washington State?
In Pennsylvania.
Oh, you were in Pennsylvania too?
Oh, yeah, we went down. I was in that delegation.
Oh, you mean one of the
farms?
Well,
we had Greencastle, I guess. Greencastle. Yeah, we had the farmers just out to say, we weren't there when that happened.
Mm-hmm.
And it all organized before we left. We got a telegram from Paul Bucker, one of our fellows there, said it was a success. I think he said for 3,000 people.
Where was
people.
That?
In Greencastle, Pennsylvania. Near where I get, not so far from where the battle was fought.
In Washington, you mean?
No.
What battle are you talking
about? The Gettysburg.
Oh, Gettysburg.
Not far from Gettysburg, Pennsylvania.
Oh, uh-huh.
One of the first towns you hit in Pennsylvania coming from Washington, the farm.
Oh.
They kept us there all night, the little caboodle of it.
And you mean, you organized as you went through?
We organized as we went through. We organized that sale. First one in that country. Mother Blore left us there. She went to New York. We took on our own and come back. She wasn't with us anyway.
Uh-huh.
I was captain of the delegation. And we organized another one in Indiana, and that's when I went to jail later, that ham. And they broke, those sales broke out all through there.
You mean as you were going through?
Yes,
and
we stopped, or any place we stopped, and they took care of us at night, we showed them how to organize.
Say, that's your little march like the Chinese had.
Yeah, that's right. Something, yeah. Yeah, we'll probably have you say something about that when you write your book.
Oh, I'd love to hear that. I never heard anything about that.
Oh, didn't you? Well, you must know about all these sales out here.
Oh, out here, but I mean in marching through. That's
Yeah, we had quite a trip.
You mean there would be a local farm family that would
Yeah, there's some attend to this meeting in Washington, that farm conference should be, that march, as they call it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then they have a meeting for it. These people did in Maryland. Of course, Lem had something to do with organizing it, I think. He was there. And of course, they kept us there. I'd left, you were talking about religion, and people swearing and so on. They called Walker, said to me, he said, you got to tell your folks to be careful. He said, these people are extremely religious.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to admonish them not to swear too much.
Yeah.
I told some of them about it, and they said, oh, yeah. They didn't see it make any difference. You know, out here we swear a lot in this Western country.
Yeah.
Well, he hasn't got anything in the tumbling parish.